From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A former worker at an auto parts warehouse in Chicago opened fire this morning with a handgun. Details are still emerging about what happened today at the Windy City Core Supply Store, but it is clear that seven people are dead, including the gunman. NPR's Cheryl Corley joins us now from Chicago. Cheryl, what have authorities there said is known at this point about the shooter?
Well, they've identified him as Salvador Tapia. He was 36 years old. He had been fired from the Windy City Core Supply Company about 6 months ago, so it seems like he may have been a disgruntled employee. Officials say that he was a poor employee who often showed up late for work or just didn't show up at all. He also had an extensive arrest record. He had been charged in the past with carrying a weapon illegally twice. He also faced charges of aggravated assault several times and also domestic battery charges. Now, in many of those instances, the charges were dropped or he was found not guilty. And police say Mr. Tapia had also made some threatening calls to one of the owners, but no formal complaint was ever made.
You went to the scene of this shooting today, and police have now held a briefing for reporters. Have they been able to reconstruct what happened?
Yeah, they said that Tapia showed up at the building in the morning. He was carrying a what they call a Walther PP semi-automatic weapon. Police arrived at the building shortly after 8:30 in the morning. One of the employees had been tied up and was able to escape and ran across the street to a restaurant and placed a phone call to police. Police tried to get into the building, but they ended up in a shootout with Tapia. He fired three shots at officers from outside the building. He ran back inside, came back out, exchanged shots again, and ran inside. And that's when police sent an assault team into the building, but they really had trouble getting around because this was really a congested shop. And they finally found Tapia in one section. They shot him after he fired at them, and four of the workers died at the scene. They were shot in various places, one near the front door and others further back in the shop. Tapia and two others were taken to hospitals, and they died there.
And what more can you tell us about who these victims were?
Well, we don't know much about the victims except that they were all employees of this auto shop. Police say that only nine people worked at this facility. One employee who was caught in rush hour traffic escaped the carnage. So when this shooting began, there were eight workers on the scene, and six of them ended up dead. Police haven't released their names yet while they notify the next of kin. What I can say about the victims is that they had little chance of escape once the gunman got into the shop. Police say that this warehouse was really just a congested place full of steel drum containers, auto parts, very narrow aisles, and really only one way to get out of the building. The folks who worked across the street from this facility, Pamela George, was cooking at the Doc's Grill across the street when one of the warehouse workers came in looking for the phone, and she says she just knew something was really wrong because he was really scared as he was trying to get to the phone to call police.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl.
You're quite welcome.
NPR's Cheryl Corley in Chicago.